Back outside on the marble steps, they all separated. Percy muttered vaguely about needing a new quill. Fred and George had spotted their friend from Hogwarts, Lee Jordan. Mrs. Weasley and Ginny were going to a second-hand robe shop. Mr. Weasley was insisting on taking the Grangers off to the Leaky Cauldron for a drink. "We'll all meet at Flourish and Blotts in an hour to buy your school books," said Mrs. Weasley, setting off with Ginny. "And not one step down Nocturne Alley," she shouted at the twins' retreating backs. Harry, Ron and Hermione strolled off along the winding cobbled street. The bag of gold, silver and bronze, jangling cheerfully in Harry's pocket, was clamouring to be spent. So he bought three large strawberry and peanut butter ice creams, which they slurped happily as they wandered up the alley, examining the fascinating shop windows. Ron gazed longingly at a full set of Chudley Cannon robes in the windows of Quality Quidditch Supplies until Hermione dragged them off to buy ink and parchment next door. In Gamble and Jape's Wizarding Joke Shop, they met Fred, George and Lee Jordan, who were stocking up on Dr. Filibuster's fabulous Wet Start, no-heat fireworks, and in a tiny junk shop full of broken wands, lopsided brass scales and old cloaks covered in potion stains, they found Percy deeply immersed in a small and deeply boring book called Prefects Who Gained Power. "A study of Hogwarts prefects and their later careers," Ron read aloud off the back cover. "That sounds fascinating." "Go away," Percy snapped. "Of course, he's very ambitious, Percy. He's got it all planned out. He wants to be Minister of Magic," Ron told Harry and Hermione in an undertone as they left Percy to it.